Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. I didn't know that.
I didn't either.
If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. Interesting. Mm. That's why you need Robert Half. Yep. I don't think that's a person. That's the company.
Okay, I was confused.
Yeah, their specialized recruiting professionals engage with their proprietary AI. Welcome to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing, and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. See, at Robert Half, they know talent. I wish I had had Robert Half back in the day when I was hiring.
Okay.
So, no offense, Sona.
Oh, I feel like you did mean to offend me.
Yes, you wouldn't be here if I had had Robert Half. Okay. Visit RobertHalf.com today. From your morning podcast to your afternoon playlist, you know you personalize your entire day. That's why State Farm helps you personalize your insurance with the State Farm Personal Price Plan. That's a lot of bees.
Yeah.
It offers coverage options that help protect what you care about most at an affordable price just for you. That's important. You want an affordable price.
Yeah, I do want one.
Yeah, if it's too much, well, that's just not going to happen.
No.
State Farm's on it. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices vary by state. I'm lowering my voice.
I know.
Options selected by customer. Availability and eligibility may vary.
Conan O'Brien needs a fan. Want to talk to Conan? Visit teamcoco.com/callconan. Okay, let's get started.
Hey, Janice, meet Conan and Sona.
Hello. Hi. Hi, guys. Wait, first, Sona has to laugh. You laugh at the start of every rowing workout I do.
Oh, okay. So. All right. Well, can say something funny.
You're really good at what you do.
Come on, man.
Perfect. Perfect.
Hey, I've never had a better assistant. I've never had a better assistant.
You're
done.
The worst. Okay. Awesome. Awesome.
You're the worst.
Date.
Hey, Dr. Janice. May I call you Dr. Janice?
Hey.
First of all, I love your leather jacket. You look very cool.
And thank you.
I'm curious, where are you right now?
Miami Beach.
Oh, you're in Miami. Okay. I was in Miami not too long ago. Mm-hmm. Did some podcasting there at the Sirius XM studios in Miami, and had a very nice time there. It was lovely. So I congratulate you on living in Miami. That's very nice. And
well, it was a very worthwhile decision.
Yes, I think so. And Dr. Janice, what kind of doctor are you?
What kind of doctor? That's what I usually ask people when I meet them. What kind of doctor do you think I am? I'm a sex therapist.
Hell yeah.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
I like
she
that.
Is.
No, that's
but
that's
I don't.
Great.
I try not to tell people too much, you know, like on a plane, because then they'll speak to me for hours.
Oh, right.
But that's okay.
No, exactly. Oh, it's like, you know, I think it's probably akin to telling someone you're a dermatologist, because everyone then wants to show you, hey, what is this on my arm? What do you think? And they just want free advice. And that's what you would get if you are sharing an airplane seat with someone and they find out you're a sex therapist. Suddenly, they're asking you all about sex.
Yes. And I told my kids to wear hazmat suits when they listen to this, because I said, I'm going wherever you go, I will go with you.
Oh,
well, fortunately, Dr. Janice, this is a very upstanding podcast.
Wait a minute. I was listening. Yeah, they're gonna say that. I was listening. By the way, I have to say hello to David, because I see it's David, not Matt. But anyway, I was listening just to kind of refresh my mind. And what did I come across? Your fantastic discussion about Santa Claus pornography.
Oh my God, that's scarred. I remember that.
I can't remember it.
And his wife, Sandra Claus, and how he kept asking her to get onto his North Pole.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Wow. Yeah. Well, remember when I said this is a high class podcast?
Yes.
I was talking about a different podcast.
That's
a history podcast I listen to.
That's right.
Okay, so you're a sex therapist. You've been doing this for a while. And tell me, okay, I'm gonna try and cut to the chase here. Most people, when they come and talk to you, what do you think the big issue is societally among people? What's the big hang up that people have about sex? Have you seen a trend? Do you think there's a common problem that most couples have or most people have?
Oh, we're gonna go serious. Yeah. Okay. By the way, I train sex therapists. That's my main thing.
Okay.
But the biggest issue, the biggest problem people have are expectations, because most people these days learn about sex from pornography.
Oh.
And that is not real. That's scripted adult entertainment. There's a great place for it. It's fantastic. But that's not how sex goes.
Right. It's not someone comes to the door with a pizza and they say it's got extra sausage and then music starts to play.
Well,
you're talking about the plot? I think she's talking about the actual sex that
the
happens.
Actions.
Oh, and what is... Oh, okay. Do you mean the duration?
No, because he thinks that's real, Sona. He thinks that's real.
Yeah, I have found, much to my horror and shock, that most pizza delivery people just deliver the pizza. And then you pay and they leave.
You didn't do anything weird, right?
Well, I asked them, does it have extra sausage? And they said, you didn't even order sausage, Mr. Ryan. And I've got to go. I've got 7 more Domino's deliveries to make. And so, I'm just always confused.
Because
that's how my expectations are not met. But my question for you is it about, what is it that porn is doing? Is it porn, the sex act seems to happen instantly and last for hours because there's these different montages?
It's instant. All partners have orgasms. There's no hair in the wrong places. There's no people falling off the bed. There's no stopping in the middle because you changed your mind. There's no,
Do people ever, thing is I stop in the middle sometimes because I forget what I'm doing.
Oh, no.
It's not changed my mind. I literally blank out. And I think I'm at the bank.
Oh,
okay.
No.
Yeah. And I'm
that's
like,
that's not okay.
Well, no, it's a problem I have. This is peculiar to me.
Uh huh. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And sometimes I'm at the bank and I think, well, anyway, that's a whole other thing.
No. God, we have to pay so many people off.
I know.
Oh,
no.
What's been in the paper, for Christ's sake?
Oh, God.
So anyway, Dr. Janice, so yes, the expectations expectations are all off the charts because people are watching porn and they think that's real. And I would guess that this is mostly a problem for young people, that young people, long before they've had sex for the first time, they've watched stuff online and they think they have to be an athlete, that sex is this instant athletic thing that lasts forever and involves all these contortions, and it's intimidating to them, right?
Well, not just for young people who think that they won't be able to satisfy someone, who they think are, there is porn with older people too, but it's just everyone has a notion who watches a lot of porn that, first of all, a lot of times they're disappointed with their partner. A lot of people don't look great with their clothes off. So especially if you've been in a relationship for a while and your partner's body has changed, there's a whole mindset that has to go into how do you keep the romance going when you both don't look like you're 24 anymore.
Right.
And that takes a little work, especially if you want to stay, with that one partner and stay, not bring other partners into the relation, your sex play.
Hello.
So
yeah, now let's talk about that. Let's talk about bringing other people in.
Oh, what?
Okay.
Okay.
Listen, Dr. Janice brought it up, so I'm allowed to follow that line of questioning.
All right.
I think does the court allow it? The court allows it. Thank you.
Okay.
So Dr. Janice,
yes, sir.
Bringing someone else into the equation, that's a mind blower to me. I've, never thought about that. I would never do that. It goes against everything in my personal belief system. But is it an intriguing concept, because I don't understand how someone brings that up in the first place. How does someone say, hey, I want you to meet a pal of mine. His name's Oscar. How does that come up? How do couples get to that point?
It really needs to be a conversation and not, hey, look who's with me, can we?
I want to say,
the
times I've tried it, I've just shown up with someone.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I was like, my car broke down on the 405
exactly.
Right near Sepulveda, and look who I met.
But does the person you bring know what they're coming, or they just
no idea. Oh. No idea. They're new in America.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
They're from Portugal.
They're from Portugal. They thought I was bringing them to a hotel. I'm not always above board about it, but do you work at all with people that are into bondage, sadomasochism, all that kind of stuff?
Well, I train therapists to work with people who do that. But okay. The thing is, I want to tell you, BDSM people, this whole bondage dominance mm-hmm. issue with whips and chains and a variety of different kink things and on and on and on, they talk about it. They negotiate before they get into sex play. They say, what do you like? What's your safe word? Where can I touch you? Where can't I touch you? They have conversations. Whereas the average individual who doesn't do that doesn't have a conversation. So you're nervous the entire time. I don't want them to touch me here, but I don't know them that well. I don't want to tell them this. You know, there's so much that goes in that could be cleared up if you talked about it. And that's one thing we could learn from the BDSM community, is to talk about it before it happens.
You love talking about
seriously, I come from a culture where none of this is discussed. You don't talk about anything. You just get through life and get to the grave as fast as you can. And get to rotten. Get to moldering. What are there special, when you're talking to someone or instructing someone on how to teach somebody, are there certain tools that you use, or that you ever use any kind of
puppets,
props, are there things like that that help?
Sure. Well, people, first of all, I'm not against porn. I think couples who want to watch porn together and have a lot of fun and make that part of the activity could have a blast. Mm. As long as they know that that's an entertainment that they're enjoying together, they can act it out together. You know, so there's a use for it. Actually, there was a very funny, one of my favorite porn things that I watched with my husband, who will be mortified that I'm saying this, but it was this porn from Czechoslovakia. So they weren't even speaking English. It had very bad subtitles. Who cares about that? But it was a guy, and he was telling his girlfriend that they needed a crock pot. Mm-hmm. And apparently this guy in a apartment would trade his used crock pot if he could sleep with his girlfriend.
Oh.
So she goes, oh, okay. And so they go up to the apartment. And meanwhile, that guy starts stripping his girlfriend, and he's sitting there next to the bed.
Wait a minute.
Chair,
so,
holding the crock pot.
Wait a minute. Folding. This is the plot of that Robert Redford Demi Moore movie.
Indecent Proposal.
Indecent Proposal. And that was $1 million. And the Czechoslovakian equivalent is a crock pot?
Yes, a crock pot.
So yeah, Woody Harrelson would be in the corner hugging a crock pot while a Czech guy is doing it with Demi Moore in Indecent Proposal, Czechoslovakia.
You know, it's funny because I'm producing a movie about a sex therapy topic, a very unique type of sex therapy. I would love to have the budget of the crock pot. I'm telling you, that would be amazing.
Right.
If I could do it for $14.93.
I have, you know what? We need to check out Czech porn. We have to, you know, and specifically the subset of it, Czech crockpot porn.
I know, I'm down.
There may be a lot. I don't know. There may be a lot.
You know, my guess
actually
is it's not always a crockpot. Sometimes it's a toaster. sometimes it's a jar of goulash. I don't know. Maybe. The mind boggles. The mind boggles. Nothing brings a family together like a large two-topping pizza. It's the perfect way to celebrate any occasion. This happens all the time at my house.
Yeah.
I say, kids, let's get together. Your father wants to tell you stories of his childhood. Nobody comes running, all right? But guess what? When I get one of those two large two-topping pizzas at Domino's, suddenly everybody wants to hear from Daddy. At Domino's, you can carry out large two-topping pizzas for just $6.99 for this week only. No limit on number of pizzas. You know, what toppings do you like? I like pepperoni.
I like olive. I like bell pepper. I like mushrooms. I know you don't like mushrooms. I like mushrooms.
Yeah. Well, you didn't have to out me as a no mushroom guy, but okay. Domino's Pizza. That's the way to get the whole family together. And this is a great deal. Visit Domino's.com or use the app to order your large two-topping pizzas for $6.99 each. Carry out only. You must ask for this limited time offer. Valid 4/22 through 4/28. Tax may apply. Prices, participation, and charges may vary. Sona, where else can you go surfing and skiing the same day, huh?
I don't know.
Or check out a world-class art museum and then camp at a dark sky sanctuary that night, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, where else can you hike through redwoods and then get a luxury spa treatment?
Where?
Well, you live there. California. California, Sona. No matter where California. You go across the state, you'll find a way to play. I'm a California resident. Sona, you are a lifelong California resident.
I'm a lifer. I love this place.
This is a beautiful state. Gorgeous. So many different, wonderful ecosystems in one state. You can hang out by a Palm Springs pool. You know, you can go whale watching. You can go hiking in Yosemite. And then talk about the great cities in California. You get all this amazing food, sushi, whatever you want. They got it in California. Hey, if you can't find it in California, man, you got a problem.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have done that. I made that up on my own. Anyway, I love California. Discover why California is the ultimate playground. Head to visitcalifornia.com to start planning your trip today. Sona, what would you do with $100 billion? Seriously.
Oh, I would buy a country.
Okay. I would buy just a ton of yachts and private jets, and I would duct tape them all together and then just have it go in a circle in the Pacific Ocean.
What?
Yeah. I don't know, just to be a total jerk. Anyway, there is a correct answer.
Oh.
And it's build incredible cities in fantastical locations while competing with your friends to be the biggest tycoon in the world. What do you think of that answer?
That's better than mine.
Yep, and mine, which you can do with Monopoly Go, the hit mobile game that's so much fun, it's been downloaded over 150 million times. It's the fun of classic Monopoly on the go, anytime, anywhere, endless new surprises like tons of boards and crazy mini games. You can team up with your chums on community chess and tournaments to get big money, or you can go after their fortune changing rent on your properties or even pulling a bank heist on them. So much fun. It's incredible. So start building up your billions today. Go download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store and Google Play. You know, it's incredible to have the flexibility to work in all sorts of places, whether it's taking video calls from the park or emailing large files while you're grocery shopping. Sona, this is good for you.
Is it?
Because you're always doing whatever work you do for me from fun locations.
But I like blaming it on not having reception.
I know, but you can't do that here. Working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network, which is why you should check out T-Mobile, Sona.
Okay.
Then you got no excuses. They're America's largest and fastest 5G network. With T-Mobile, you'll be covered in more places with the 5G speed you need for your life on the go. Plus, they also cover more highway miles with 5G than anybody else. Check it out if you don't believe me. Hey, Blay, you've got T-Mobile, right?
I do. I was actually just up in the woods in Idlewild. It was fantastic for the weekend, and my T-Mobile phone didn't miss it.
You know,
beat.
I wouldn't think you'd need a cell phone because you speak so loudly into a microphone.
Well, I had to look some stuff up.
Just take it down.
I didn't know when brunch was.
I can hear him.
When the restaurant's open for brunch.
Okay.
So I used my T-Mobile coverage to check
terrific,
out brunch.
Boy. That's all right. Anyway, wherever you are, you know, take it from the loud-speaking Blay. If you're on the go, you want to be in the know, you want to make the show.
What?
T-Mobile.
Okay.
That's the one for you.
That was weird.
I should
weird.
Have rhymed it with go. Anyway, find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today. Coverage not available in some areas. Fastest based on median overall combined 5G speeds, according to analysis by Ookla of Speed Test Intelligence Data Q3 2023. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com. You said that sometimes props are used. Have you used puppets, diagrams?
Well, yeah, all of the above. I mean, there's a lot of people, a lot of females, you know, in my world, we call them, you know, vulva and vagina possessors, owners, who don't know what their body looks like from the waist down because they never looked. Mm-hmm. So we help them get to know who they are by looking at pictures, by looking at diagrams, and toys, vibrators, lots of things, because the bedroom should be fun. And a lot of times it turns into a real tense place where there's a lot of emotions and conflict,
insecurities, false accusations.
Oh, you got it.
Am I saying too much?
No one's forcing you to even say anything.
Listen.
You chiming in.
We brought a puppet into our bedroom. It was a ventriloquist dummy.
Oh, no.
And it got out of control fast.
What did you do with it?
His name was Mr. Chuckles.
He was out of control.
He was a freak.
Who was controlling Mr. Chuckles?
You know, I thought I was, and then Mr. Chuckles just took over. And then it ended up, I was out at the pool house by myself.
Aww.
I lived there for 3 months. Mr. Chuckles just took over.
Mr. Chuckles brought a crock pot.
Yeah. Your kids started calling him dad.
Yeah, exactly. Wow, that Mr. Chuckles is great. Mr. Chuckles just drove me to my college interview.
Listen, it happens. We have to also counsel people what to do when a puppet takes over their sex life. We have to help them with that adjustment.
Mr. Chuckles took me to Brandeis.
Exactly,
listen, we gotta. This is out of control, now is it? Someone, my producer said that sometimes you use a gingerbread man, and I have to just cut to the chase, and I demand to know, how do you use a gingerbread man? I demand to know.
You demand to know. No, because it's all about communication. If you have people who can't communicate what their needs and wants are, what you can have them do is take the outline of a gingerbread person, you know, remember those, and one partner has a sheet, the other one has a sheet, and they each color it in. Wherever they color green, their partner can touch them without asking. Go for it. Where they color yellow, please ask. I might say yes, I might say no. And red is absolutely don't touch me. Mm. And that way, if you know that day, for example, you absolutely don't want your feet touched, they're very sensitive, you're ticklish, that distracts you. You don't have to sit there and kind of tense up, oh my gosh, you know, this person's going to touch my feet. Don't touch my feet. You know, you can relax because it's all agreed upon with the picture.
Right. It turns out your lover is colorblind.
Then you have another issue.
So it's not a gingerbread cookie. It's the outline of a gingerbread man.
So you're upset about it not being a cookie.
I just was hoping it would be a cookie.
Oh, okay. Because,
yeah.
But it could be a cookie. They could do the colors and then they could eat the cookie.
Yeah, and so the frosting could be different colors. And so there's a,
you can't eat a cookie.
Yeah.
Definitely could do that, without a doubt.
And it's cookie, all for cookie. Where you're touching. Is there a different color for probing? Various probing areas.
What?
Well, that's touching. If you don't want them to go inside, then you can like put a note, you know, red inside.
I just put post-its on my body.
Post-its?
Yeah, I have a post-it that post-its are great. Why use a cookie or anything when you can just put messages on your actual body? Do not enter.
That's sexy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do not enter. No touching.
That's why they were created.
It's all over your
Please
body.
Please stay off the pews. I have a little sign down there. It's like a stay off the grass, but I may have gone too far.
Curb your pet.
Yeah. Clean up after your pet. A little squatting dog with a Ghostbusters thing over it is in my armpit. Dr. Janice, I think nothing sexier than good laughs and comedy.
That's why the whole thing, you've got the cooking, you've got the porn, if you can make fun of it and enjoy it together. That's dressing up is fun, role play is fun. The other thing too is to understand the expectations. In general, penis owners, men tend to function differently in the course of the sexual process than women do. Men are very much focused on getting the touchdown, which would be the orgasm. So they kind of climb, plateau, have the orgasm, and then the cigarette, you know, like that.
Yeah.
And we used to believe that women were like that too, but we now understand that women enter into it in more of a circle. They enter the circle. They could, for example, enter sexual activity without being turned on, but because they want to cuddle or because they want to comfort their partner and give that person the gift of having sexual expression. But what happens with women is a lot of times once they get involved, they do get turned on. Whereas a guy gets turned on and goes, a woman might not be turned on and start to get turned on, or she may get distracted. Kind of a woman has what we call brakes and accelerators. you might be in the middle of sex and all of a sudden you remember you forgot to pack lunches for the kids tomorrow, and all of a sudden you lose interest. I mean, it's a real different thing for the typical female. But
that's interesting. Yeah, men are about, you know, what is it Larry the Cable Guy says? Get her done. You know, it's like that. It's that we're very focused on, we're going to do this and it's going to happen. And then, you know, there's going to be an orgasm. And, you know, it's a very intense 40 seconds and from start to finish.
but here's the thing. Guys judge, if they have female partners, they judge them in the same way. So if the woman doesn't orgasm, the man tends to feel that it was a failed activity.
Right.
So that's where you get the women lying about orgasm going.
Well,
back to,
I have
you
to
know,
say, during my single years, many times it would end with the woman saying that was a failed activity.
No,
they would just say that.
That was a failed activity.
That I heard that phrase many times. That was a failed activity.
Oh. Like a robot.
Like a buzzer.
Well, they sounded
like,
kind of like Trump.
Buzzer, like
that
a
was
game
a failed activity. Yeah.
But
no,
see,
I jest, of course. Just of course.
A woman could have a good time even if she doesn't orgasm. She might have really enjoyed being together, really enjoyed the conversation, the laughing, the cuddling, the attention, and said, I had a good time. I didn't orgasm, but I wouldn't mind doing this again. So yeah, it's been
I wouldn't mind doing this again.
This glowing review.
You know, I have to tell you, I've been married 42 years. There's a lot of I wouldn't mind doing this again. So
yeah. That's very nice, though. I think you're...
Yeah.
It's refreshing to talk to you. You know, people have so many... No, people, myself included, you know, we... there's so much... people get so hung up on it, and yeah, it's very nice. Very nice to talk to someone who just says, hey, we're human, this is what's happening. You know, I like it. It's good.
Thank you. We're human, and this is what's happening.
I know. I'm proud
Ta-da!
Of you. I am.
What's
I'm
that?
Proud
Ta-da!
Of you. Every time you hear, you know, you hear words like vagina, vulva, you know, uterus, or like fallopian.
I think two of those things are Italian cars.
You just, sometimes you're like, blah, 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 blah. You
no,
don't
no,
want to
no.
hear
well,
it.
You don't want, but also, I don't think women want guys going around, you know, throwing those terms about. You know,
there's nothing, they're clinical terms. There's nothing wrong with it.
Well,
you just get very, ugh.
No. Let's ask you. You are married to Takatkatsizian.
Okay, it's not his name.
Well, kind of is. No, but anyway,
it's not just because he's saying it.
Anyway,
okay.
Whatever. You've been married.
Yeah.
Both a very attractive young couple. Maybe you have things that you'd like to talk about right now with Dr. Janice.
I mean, it's more time management issues.
Because she has twins.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, I love these kids. I'm their godfather, but they're monsters.
Okay.
They're absolute monsters.
Right. Well,
they're marauding.
They're toddlers.
No. I'm saying that with great affection.
Oh okay. They're monsters.
They're always in the background when I'm zooming with Sona, destroying things with hammers. I don't know why you give them hammers. No, they're hilarious. I love your kids. But I would think time management would be the problem.
It is.
How would you ever
Sona,
get...
So Sona, that's another misconception, is people think that sex has to be spontaneous because that's what they see in these wonderful porn movies and that's what they believe is the ideal. And the best sex is planned. Mm. You know when the kids are going to be asleep or they're sleeping over somewhere else or you and your husband go and take the night out at a hotel.
Yes.
When
it's
got to
be like it's got to be like D-Day. You know. You've got to have a plan. You have to have the English and the Americans and the French involved. And
exactly.
You all have to take the beach, you know? And look, there's going to be loss of life. Especially in the first couple of waves, but you've got to take the ground, you've got to hold the ground, you've got to get into hedgerow country, you've got to make sure that, you know, eventually you get down into the maiden countryside of France, you know, before and you've got to make sure that you do it before the Luftwaffe can use air superiority.
Oh, no.
But yes, this is exactly, this is exactly what I'm always yelling at my wife. It's like D-Day.
Yeah, that's some sexy talk.
Yep.
That is good, sexy stuff.
She cries every day for 2 hours.
Yeah, oh. I don't blame her.
Dr. Janice, do you have a question for me? Is there a way I can help you?
I do have a question. I have a question for everybody. I'm going to include David, who is a guest today.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm teaching actually tomorrow to a group of 40 therapists who are learning to be sex therapists. If I invited you, Sona, And we'll throw in Matt, who's not here, and David to come to class tomorrow to speak to my sex therapy students. What would you teach them?
Nice. Oh. I love this. And I love that I don't have to get involved. You guys go ahead. Sonam, what would you say?
I mean, I know we're not.
Sonam, let me just tell you, Dr. Jess, before she was married, Sonam was quite the adventurous.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my God.
Oh, boy.
Well, anyway.
Adam is shocked.
I'm sorry, I lived through it. Anyway, I had to go looking for you in most cities in America.
I know you're saying about porn and stuff, but you're pro porn. There is a porn video I found. I've talked about it on this before. It's a fisting video. And so there's all these like fun things. So I would, if I was a guest lecturer, I would come in and I would talk about, like, you know, padlocking and, you know, the fisting things, even though I'm not an expert on those. I'm definitely not. But also, you know, like those acts that people do, like the, you know, the Angry Pirate and the Cleveland Steamers and stuff. Like, I would love to be a guest lecturer on those, even though I'm not well versed in them.
And I apologize for calling her an adventuress in any way. You just rattled off Cleveland Steamer, Popeye's Revenge.
Popeye's Revenge.
Superman's Secret Cave. I mean,
there's,
how do you even know what all this shit?
I don't know, because I go, you go on Urban Dictionary and you go, I know, I'm really, really nervous. I know you're like buttoned up because you're Catholic, but I'm from immigrant parents. This is very intense for me to talk about. So anyway, I would like to do an Urban Dictionary deep dive if I was your guest lecturer.
And David,
okay,
your turn.
I would absolutely like to.
David Hopping, take it away.
Terrific.
What was that music video we watched?
Oh, I forgot the name of it.
I feel like that would be a fun one to show everyone.
It would be. I wish we could figure it out.
There's a music. It was like number 3.
Yeah. It was
on like Vulture's top 10 music videos of the year.
From like,
but it's
God,
like a
like
really nice,
six, seven
a really
years
nice
ago.
Song in the background.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Why don't you look it up? Do you have your phone?
Oh, man.
Just look it up.
By the way, Conan, you're talking about a restrictive background. I happen to be an Orthodox Jewish woman.
Mm-hmm.
Throw that one in.
Woo-hoo-hoo. And so, well, I think there is a lot of similarities. I talked to
House of Air.
House of Air.
House of Air.
We'll view it. Tony, you can come. You can come on my podcast, Intimate Conversations with Dr. Janice.
I believe there are many similarities between the Orthodox Jewish community and very strict.
And
Irish,
porn?
And Irish Catholicism. And, no.
Oh, without a doubt.
Yeah,
without
I don't know why doubt, you went with sure. there. I was trying to make a nice, interesting cultural point.
Oh, thank you. I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry, Sona. When I implied that you knew was an adventurous or it had some adventures, that was totally out of line. And then you went into naming your favorite fisting videos, Captain McNulty's Skylark.
I mean, I've never done any of those things. I can say that. Like, okay.
No, when I said adventurous, I meant like you read widely, well, like
okay.
a scholar.
Okay.
But you were
right.
quite chaste in your activities.
Oh,
there you go.
Oh, boy.
Anyway, did I
find the video?
It's House of Air by Brendan McLean.
Yes, that's.
And it's something House you're recommending? House of Air by Brendan McLean. Well, listen, you have some great fodder for your talk tomorrow with your
Thank
therapists.
Thank you.
Do you
well,
want to add
not
anything?
The topic, but that's
Who,
okay.
Yeah.
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 What do you
want
to
add?
What do you want to teach? Yeah. What would you teach?
I was so happy that I wasn't included.
I know. That's why I'm putting you on the spot
right
now.
You're so excited to not have to say anything.
I think I would sort of talk about how erotic it can be just to keep your clothes on.
It can be in separate rooms.
Each reading a different book. I think that is the height of eroticism, and I think people have taken this whole nudity thing too far. Nudity just leads to trouble, I say. No nudity. That's my mantra, and I can't wait to speak.
That actually, keeping your clothes on can be incredibly sensuous.
I'm clothed right now, and I'm in a high state of erotic fervor. So,
well,
nothing
okay.
Like... Oh, no.
Nice to know.
No, trust me. Nothing's happening. I'm just saying.
We're not even going to ask David what that brings to mind.
Good Lord. Janice.
Good Lord. Well, no. What's way out there? Listen to this story.
Uh-oh.
One of my mentors, sex therapist,
mm-hmm.
she was a pastor's wife and became a surrogate partner. Do you know what that is?
A pastor's
someone...
wife and became a surrogate partner. Okay, go ahead. She's someone who
yeah,
is not...
a surrogate partner. That's the sex therapist does the talk therapy, But when you have someone who's like a 40-year-old virgin, terrified to even be near someone, never kissed, someone on the spectrum, someone who's had a lot of trauma, they can't just go out and use your advice and go date. They're terrified. So what you do is you get a surrogate partner, and that's someone who will practice with them.
Oh,
and
actually
have the person. Sonia, her face is like,
no.
I didn't know.
But there are eyeballs. You know the cartoon eyeballs?
I have a question. Is that, so they'll have sex with this person. They will have sex.
If that's, it's supervised. The whole process is under the supervision of the therapist. Therapist meets with the client before and after each session, only a few sessions, and we'll direct what happens next, where do they move to next in their next session, and it might include intercourse.
Yeah, but if it includes intercourse, is it legal?
Well, first of all, it's legal. Actually, I have a quote.
Right, that's a good question.
That is a good question. I am curious.
It's considered, because it's with consenting adults, and it's for the purpose of a therapeutic nature.
Mm-hmm.
Israel is one country that actually pays for the therapy.
Oh my God.
Because if you have someone who's been injured, lost a limb,
sure,
has turned into themselves, can't connect with other people anymore, their self-esteem is in the basement, and you can get them with a surrogate partner who can kind of bring them back out, learn how to use their body again.
Wow.
Or even if someone's changing their genders and they don't really understand their body and they're not ready to go out and date because they don't really know what to do, you can work with.
That's fascinating.
It's like it's a practice partner. So that's what I'm making a movie about it.
Oh, that's fascinating. Cool. When's this movie going to come out? When can we see it?
Oh, we're tweaking the screenplay. We're almost done.
Okay.
And then I have to raise money from you guys.
Okay. Don't worry. I'll take care of that. Don't worry about that. And also, if I contribute financially, I want to walk on.
You know what? You can be on. Yeah. What the heck?
But I'd also like some prosthetics. Anyway, we'll talk about that later. Dr. Janice, we should run, but you've been an absolute joy, and you're out
there
and you're helping people, and I think you're doing great work. And so thank you for sharing your knowledge.
You do great work too. I appreciate everything you do. I recommend your show always because it's just the best. It's
so nice. Thank you.
Even if I have to listen to it, when I work out, I row every day, in indoor rowing, at stationary rowing, and I want to listen to the political stuff, but I'll first listen to the opening of one of your shows.
Oh, thank you. Great.
Who cares about your guests?
Exactly.
I really like to hear you guys.
Thank you.
And you guys schmooze because you guys are just insane, delightful.
Yes.
And then I go to the serious depressing stuff. But
good.
You're doing an incredible service.
Well, thank you so much, Dr. Janice. That means a lot coming from you.
You're welcome.
We'll meet again, I'm sure.
Take
care.
Bye-bye. Okay. Bye-bye. Thanks, guys. Bye-bye.
Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend. With Conan O'Brien, Sona Movsesian, and Matt Gourley. Produced by me, Matt Gourley. Executive produced by Adam Sachs, Nick Liao, and Jeff Ross at Team Coco, and Colin Anderson and Cody Fisher at Earwolf. Theme song by The White Stripes. Incidental music by Jimmy Vivino. Take it away, Jimmy. Our supervising producer is Aaron Blair, and our associate talent producer is Jennifer Samples. Engineering by Eduardo Perez. Additional production support by Mars Melnick. Talent booking by Paula Davis, Gina Batista, and Britt Kahn. You can rate and review this show on Apple Podcasts, and you might find your review read on a future episode. Got a question for Conan? Call the Team Coco hotline at 669-587-2847 and leave a message. It, too, could be featured on a future episode. And if you haven't already, please subscribe to Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend wherever fine podcasts are downloaded. This has been a Team Coco production. In association with Earwolf.
Rack your look for spring at Nordstrom Rack and save up to 60% on brands you love. Rag & Bone, Vince, Marc Jacobs, Adidas, Joe's, and more. Great brands, great prices every day at Nordstrom Rack. Score new dresses, denim, sandals, designer bags, and sunglasses, plus updates for the family and home. Get your spring on for less, up to 60% less, today at your Nordstrom Rack store. What will you find?
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.